KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 12 minutes after 8, we have clear skies and it's 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high around 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, Creston police say they arrested a man early this morning for theft of a motor vehicle. 18-year-old Hunter Patterson of Creston was arrested around 6:15 p.m., or a.m. that is, in the 300 block of North Vine for theft in the second degree. Patterson was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And at around 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, 61-year-old Kathy Irene Beamer of Greenfield was arrested in Taylor County on a Union County warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Beamer was transported to the Union County Jail, posted a $2,000 cash bond, and was released. Auditor Rob Sand on Tuesday released an agreed-upon procedures report on the City of Griswold for the period of July 1, 2019 through June 30, 2020. The Auditor of State Sand reported 10 findings related to the receipt and disbursement of taxpayer funds. The findings address issues such as lack of segregation of duties, the fire department bank accounts held outside the city's control, fire department questionable disbursement, and monies provided to nonprofit corporations in violation of the Constitution of Iowa. Sand provided the city of Griswold with recommendations to address each of the findings. 6 of the 10 findings discussed are repeated from the prior year. Sand says the city council has a fiduciary responsibility to provide oversight of the city's operations and financial transactions. Oversight is typically defined as the watchful and responsible care a governing body exercises in its fiduciary capacity. You can see a copy of the agreed-upon procedures report in the form of a PDF through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A broken water meter at the home of a clerk for the City of Missouri Valley has led to a special investigation by the state auditor's office and advice to quit storing cash in the city's safe 4 weeks at a time. State Auditor Rob Sand said auditors reviewed a 50-month period and identified about $42,000 in utility payments from Missouri Valley residents that weren't immediately deposited until about $1,000 in cash had accumulated in the safe.
That isn't what you want to do. You want to get the money in, and then you want to put it in the bank as quickly as possible.
Auditors determined the $42,000 was eventually deposited.
But you just don't want to have that money laying around, even if it's in a safe. You want to be making those deposits as soon as the money comes in.
In October of 2019, Missouri Valley's city administrator discovered the water meter at Brenda Osborne's home was broken, and she had adjusted her monthly bill from zero to about $50 for 20 consecutive months. Osborne, the city's water billing clerk, was in charge of getting meters fixed. She was placed on leave and then resigned in late 2019. Sand says once the meter at Osborne's home was fixed, her monthly bill wound up to be about $30. The investigation by the state auditor's office identified about $1,200 worth of checks written to the city that were apparently converted into cash. However, the auditors weren't able to match any of the amounts written on the checks to bills that were due.
We've got a little bit of missing money here, and that's always important. But the other issue is, how do people get the opportunity for that money to go missing? And that is not following best practices.
He said that means accurate daily recordings of receipts and prompt deposits of any money paid to the city. Missouri Valley's mayor and city council asked for the investigation, and the report has been forwarded to law enforcement. A copy of the full report can be found, again through a PDF link, in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard as of Tuesday had reported 558 additional positive test results for COVID returned from the labs for a total of 378,660. There were 4 additional deaths reported statewide also for a pandemic total of 5,279. There was 1 additional death reported in Adair County where the total stands at 32. Long-term care facility deaths account for 2,235 of the total number of deaths across the state. Authorities said on Tuesday also there was no change in the number of long-term care facility outbreaks. The 2 previously reported facilities had 13 positive cases among residents and staff within those same facilities. Health officials said on Tuesday 186 Iowans were hospitalized with COVID. 45 people were in an ICU. 29 had been admitted, and there were 11 patients on a ventilator. RMCC Region 4, those hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, showed 10 hospitalized yesterday with COVID, 9 patients in an ICU. No one had been admitted, and there remained one person on a ventilator. And as of Tuesday, the 14 and 7-day positivity rates were up again to 4.7% and 5% respectively. On Monday, the percentages were 4.5% and 4.9% respectively. I can tell you that so far this morning, the positivity rates have declined since Tuesday's report. And Iowans under the age of 65 who have underlying health conditions and do not have internet access may now dial 211 for help in scheduling a COVID shot. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Operators answering calls to 211 have been helping technologically challenged Iowans over the age of 65 connect with so-called vaccine navigators. These navigators have helped schedule several thousand vaccination appointments. This service, accessed by dialing 211, is now available to other Iowans who currently qualify for COVID shots due to a medical condition like diabetes but can't navigate the online scheduling. The vaccine navigators have translation services available to help Iowans with language barriers that make scheduling a shot difficult. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Governor Kim Reynolds announced last week the state is on track to open vaccination appointments to all Iowans as of Monday, April 5th. By 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the state website indicated more than 1.4 million Iowans have had at least one COVID shot. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.